You know the routine by now. You enter the small room. It's quiet and dark. There's a simple cot-like bed in the middle, and you lay down on your belly on it, your hands folded by your head leaning down on your hands. Your cock and balls slipped through the hole in the cot. You know I'm already underneath that cot. There's dark curtains around the bottom of it. You can't see me. Can't really hear me yet, but you can smell the feminine scent in the room. As with always, you haven't been allowed to come for days before seeing me. Your balls are hard and full of cum. Once you slip your cock through that hole, it is rock hard. There's a little tiny glistening bead of pre-cum at the tip. I'm reclining back on the floor in just a simple pair of black panties. My breasts out. My nails perfectly manicured. I bring one finger up, my index finger, and rub the pad of my finger over the head of your cock, feeling the slickness of your pre-cum against my finger, rubbing it so slowly around the head of your cock. That first touch of my finger, your cock flexes all on its own. I smile, don't say a word. I slowly lift my finger away from the slit of your cock and watch that glistening strand of pre-cum cling to the head of your dick and the base of my finger and expand as I pull my finger back. It gets thinner and longer until eventually it breaks. And then there's just a long strand of pre-cum hanging, dangling off the tip of your cock. You are so ready for release. I take my fingers. I fit them under your balls. Just gently caress your balls just with the tips of my fingers. Two of them and three of them. Rubbing on your balls. They're so firm. They barely fit through the hole with the thickness of your cock. I can hear you softly moaning. They're just straining with cum, they're so full. And as I slide my hand up over your balls again, I grip the base of your shaft and loosely slide my hand over it. It's definitely not the pressure pump of a hand on your cock that you've been dying for. I'm not stroking you. I'm teasing you. I want to tease that pole. I want to make you desperate to come. I arch my back a little more. My breasts are just inches from your cock. You don't know that. You don't know that I'm just laying back here, reclining in my panties, the tips of my fingers back on the head of your cock, swirling more of that pre-cum, making your cock head glisten and shine with pre-cum, licking my lips, leaning in and giving it the softest, quickest little kiss. You feel that against your cock. You know you're not going to get much more from my lips today. Your cock doesn't even care. Just wants me to make it come any way I can. And I slick my hand up with some of the warm oil that I've brought with me under that cot. You barely hear it. You're not expecting it when my hand slides down over the head of your cock, down your shaft in a firm grip, smooth and slick and warm. Oh, you just make the most amazing guttural groan and noise at the feeling of my hand sliding down your cock, gripping it tightly, stroking it up and down in a pace made to make you come up and down and up and down and up and down, up and down. Then I stop, remove my hand from your cock, and it flexes and more pre-cum drools from the tip. I gather it onto my palm, lay that line of slick pre-cum down on my palm all the way across my middle finger till I can scoop the top of it off of your cock. And I taste it. You taste good. Cum always tastes good. Then I slide my slick hand down over your balls again. All I have access to is your thick, hard-throbbing cock and those full-to-bursting balls. Of course, I'm going to rub them. I'm going to swirl my palm and my fingers up over them, behind them, right where they get so sensitive. Cup them and swirl them and get them so slick. And then my hand grips your cock even harder. And I stroke you again, fast, up and down, 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 up and down. And then slowly down to the base, squeezing it. Slowly up to the tip, nice and slow, up and down, up and down. Oh, it's so torturous, me edging you with my slick hand. And as I slide it down to the base of you again, I fan my fingers out over your balls, two fingers gripping tightly around the base of your cock, the rest of them just waving against your balls, rubbing them side to side, feeling them so full, hearing you moan, flex, the top of the cot just creak above me. You're getting close. Getting agitated, those balls are aching. You haven't come in days. All you need is a release. You just want me to make you come, don't you? You want to come so hard. Come so hard. All over my beautiful, natural breasts, just resting gently against my chest as I lean under you. You don't know what I look like under there. You don't know how good it's gonna look when you shoot cum, thick ropes of creamy cum, over my dark nipples, my beautiful lightly tanned skin, it's all over me. That's why I'm doing this, why I invite you to return over and over, to milk your cock. I could be milking lots of cocks, but yours is the one that gives me the cum I need. The sounds you make when you come for me. The way you make sure you always arrive with full aching balls. Such a good boy. Such a good man. I wrap my hand around your cock again. I don't just pump it this time. I swirl and pump and swirl and pump up and down. Up and down, 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 faster, faster. I can feel you trying to buck against the cots. And then I release you again, rubbing the tip of you with my two fingers. So much fucking freedom. It's like a faucet. You're close. I rub the tip of my finger down the length of you. Just the tip, down the length, down over your balls. Grip you again harder. Pump up slowly. And down slowly. Up, squeezing you. Look at that pre-cum. Oh. I take my other hand. Rest it against your balls. Cup them gently, coaxing them with my fingers. This is it. Time is now. You know, when my other hand is cupping your balls. When that grip of my hand on the base of your cock gets even tighter. When I can't help but whimper too, because I need it. I need your cum too. And then I start to stroke. Even pace at first. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Faster. Up, down. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Up again, down again, still milking every drop. Up, down, you're moaning, it's so sensitive. Up, down, up and down, more and more, every drop is mine. I release the hand from those balls, they're so sensitive. I lean in and give the leaking tip of your cock a kiss. I need to taste how your real cum tastes, finally. French kiss around the tip of your cock. Swirling my tongue around the head. Oh, so good. I rub your cum into my tits. You can't feel my hand on your cock any longer, but you can still hear those slick sounds from under the cot. Have your cum being rubbed into my tits with my slick lotion-filled hand. And I'm moaning. You lay on the cot. You hear me slide that cum-soaked hand down into my tight little black panties. Slip it up into my pussy. I've been so wet. Jacking you up. I can't help myself. You hear me? And you know you're come. It's made me come. And that's the real reason why you continue to come back to visit me. It's torture waiting. It's hell on your balls and your cock. The teasing drives you mad. But knowing that my pussy loves your come so much makes it all worth it, doesn't it? You slide off of the cot, get dressed quietly, and leave me a little something on the table before you do, with a promise to see me again in the next few weeks. And I'm already so looking forward to that.